These days, achieving the American dream can be tough, even for people who are established in their jobs and their careers. And it's almost impossible for those in their 20s and early 30s, the millennial generation, but not all may be lost.
Joining us live in studio now, Barry Glassman, president of Glassman Wealth. Barry, it seems everything is going against people in this age group at times. A lot of student debt and few opportunities to make money in the market.
The millennials came of age during one of the toughest times. They saw the tech bubble bursting, the housing collapse, and then the financial crisis of 2008. They entered one of the tightest job markets since the Great Depression. They racked up more student debt than all of the preceding generations, some $1 trillion now. And to find jobs, many of them moved to cities like Washington, where the cost of living is crazy, just really high. All this adds up to a conservative, skeptical, but realistic generation just trying to plan and start out.
And you throw in all those factors, and I would imagine many millennials consider it impossible to save any money. But are they right about that?
Well, saving money and having a plan can be mutually exclusive. And the key here is having a plan. A lot of these folks are hardworking. They had internships leading up to or before college. They worked through college and so forth and graduated, and now they're working their tails off. My advice is hire themselves. Hire yourself and take a day or two or three to plan and do a number of things that I outline in the article that's on WTOP.com. First and foremost, just start. Start and even start small. Set up an automatic savings plan of $50 or $100 a paycheck. And sure, it can go into 401k. It can go into their savings account, or it can go down to pay down student loans. No expenses. Know their expenses. This is a huge advantage that they have over their parents. Mint.com is one of the greatest things that was ever invented to track expenses. Most people don't know. Mint.com owned by Quicken, which is what I used growing up, and it was a pain in the neck. You tried to enter in all expenses, and so it was a huge pain. Today, it downloads all automatically. So there's no reason for people not to know expenses. We just finished tax time. Everyone knows how much money they made because they have to tell you. Very few people know where their money goes.
Do you find that if people just get started and take a few steps that they're surprised by the positive impact it has on their finances?
Well, it's a positive, but the taking the time to plan, you know, they call it taking the time to sharpen the saw, taking the time to plan, things like looking at the kind of debt that you have, pay off the highest interest debt first, is what I call the most evil debt, credit card first, then the highest cost student loans and so forth, pay those off first. Here's the last thing. What most people don't know is that there's help besides online blogs and things and whatnot. There's help out there. There's a great resource called the Garrett Planning Network that is a group of hourly planners. For $150 an hour, you can work with a financial planner and set yourself on the right course for a prosperous and successful financial future.
Barry, thanks as always. Barry Glassman, president of Glassman Wealth, and you can read all of his advice on WTOP.com.